If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order. Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast. I'm Atlas.
I'm Matt.
I'm Rootbeer. Oh god, this game is loud.
And you just, the fuck, are you serious right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so.
Look, this is a Vanguard podcast, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't expect anyone else to buy the game because it's ridiculously overpriced, but I can afford it.
Right, so no lose intended.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I can't hear any sound from the game.
Oh, perfect.
On this end, so I think you're all right.
Cool. It's super loud for me, though, so I'll turn it down later. Nice. But what deck should I start with? We have Balsagra, we have all of the other start decks, and we have Kyrie.
Wait, the Kyrie start deck kind of butt, right?
Kind of.
Hmm.
I don't know, Balsagra, you're kind of associated with it, sort of.
That's true.
Yeah, see, I had actually started a playthrough earlier, but I made the mistake of buying, like, three different starter decks, and then I realized I didn't have enough money for packs, so then my pulls were just all over the place.
So the brain-off option is to pick Bastion, right?
Yes.
That's true. I don't know. Go
with what you want the brain-off option.
Good question.
I like how they have a full screen of like all the original starter decks, and then Bob Zarger's just in a screen by herself.
Well, Kyrie's also like hanging out for some reason.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Are you just like flipping through
now,
all the options?
One
really
bonus,
fast?
One bonus of Kyrie is you basically just need to open one set, right?
Yeah,
that's true. I think I saw a lot of stuff on the subreddit where they were like, "I'm doing Kyrie because it's easy," or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever. We're just gonna let RNG take the wheel.
Time for Nirvana.
Just pick something. The reason I have these stitches are from a seizure.
Right, well,
just pick something.
Apparently it's
Bastion.
We're going for the brain dead option here.
You know what? Now you just need to get what's his name? Alden?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like it. So you played this earlier today. How are you feeling about it? Smart.
It's kind of clunky, for sure.
Yeah,
I love having to like confirm every single action, and despite that, I still had a simulator moment where I accidentally guarded with a grade 3.
Hell yeah. Are you sure you want to guard this grade 3? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because after a while, you just start getting pissed off. You're like, yes, oh, yeah. Yes, 100%. God, yeah. Oh, I did something stupid.
If this is anything like Vanguard EX, which I played on the PS4,
yeah,
you'll end up with like every deck by the end of the game.
Yeah, okay. I expect that.
Like, I had, like, 12 decks in that game. Like, virtually every, like, relevant BT-10 deck.
Mm-hmm.
Or VBT-10, I think. Whatever the Mordred set was.
Yeah. And then, like, a lot of VGTubers have streamed this.
Yes.
You know, Different Fight and Outer Orange and
yeah,
a bunch of others. So
we're not streaming this because I don't feel like streaming. So instead you get this jank version of a stream.
Right. And then, like, I don't know, just for people listening to this, this isn't going to be the entire episode, so don't, like, I don't know, freak
out. Wrong
over
trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong over trigger, best over trigger, so that's fun.
I like how you're pulling all the Stoichea cards. Oh, my God.
This happened in my first playthrough, too, where I just had all of the cards for a Zorga deck, even though I was pulling for Nirvana.
Stoichea, the cards that show up when you don't need them.
Yes. Anyways, I'm also going to buy sleeves.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Great use of my money. Anyways, we have an actual topic.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. So, while Rootbeer's going to be streaming this, which, like, this is going to be us, like, trying to be, like, intellectual or whatever, intercut with us just being like, really? Is that, like, just stupid?
I mean, he's playing Bastion. There's really no thought that we need to have.
Yeah?
Yeah. But over-triggers exist, so get ready for a rip-roaring good time. All right, so the actual topic at hand is the idea of sunsetting V-Premium has gained a little bit more traction as of late.
Dang.
So What do we think of this?
I don't hate the idea.
I don't hate the idea if Bushiroad's just gonna ignore it. Like, if Bushiroad's not gonna take print relevant cards instead of just printing, like, whatever nonsense they've been printing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there's, like, two decks that are good, and then, you know, you just kind of run around with those for a while, and those get hit, and there's, like, two other decks that are good, and you just run around with those for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, like, how metagames work, I guess, but, like, it's never, like, the new cards that matter too much, except, like, with exactly Sea Maiden, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're... Okay, so in D and the last couple V plan selections or whatever, it seems like they've been very careful to not support already existing archetypes. They're trying to, like, pull something up. Like, make the V version of something, you know, Blouse or Cosmolord or whatever the hell.
Not entirely true.
But there's not even, like, there's not even consistent on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the problem.
Yeah, like, sometimes they'll just introduce brand new archetypes because they can, and sometimes they'll just, like, support some random thing. Like, we had witch support for no reason.
The best part is I can't even tell which clan you're talking about. I think you mean Shadow Witches, right?
No, OTT Witches.
Son of a bitch.
Why would I talk about any other clan?
I don't know. I had a 1 in 3 chance of getting that right.
You should have said Genesis.
Yeah.
Would have been a good
name. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, they're like trying to avoid power creep in that sense by also just like, okay, we haven't touched this in 6 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them a couple of cards. Is it relevant? No. All right. Cool. We did well.
Right.
Let's you know, 6 months. Let's try it again. I think they're so scared of making a tier zero format that they just refuse to really try and make an equitable game.
Are they that scared though?
Because we have a tier zero format.
Yeah, I know. That's the point.
But it's just weird.
The point is that they failed at said thing. And also, it's really hard to look at this and talk at the same time. So
I'm not having much problem.
I'm going to look at Rootbeer's face in the corner and just try
to. I see.
Okay. Anyway, I'm bad at multitasking. Continue.
Yeah, I think, like, their fear to not print cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, after, like, two reboots, they've kind of been holding their, they've been kind of a little hesitant to release powerful cards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, like, pretty apparent in D design, where it's a bunch of +5Ks. Mm-hmm. Except a random Lukia rare that has, like, Soul Blast 1 countercharge.
Yeah.
And then a triple R that's Soul Blast 2, 5K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, I know we rag on them for, like, okay, everything results in +5K drink or whatever. But I see what they're getting at, and I don't blame them for doing so. They have become very trigger shy. What?
Yeah, but why would they print Soul Blast 1 Countercharge 1 as a rare?
Because it's xenophobic, I guess? I don't really know what to tell you. Like,
it's so weird.
I just, like, as a historic Pale Moon player, I will just say that counter charges come at a very specific price. It's always like, it needs to be with this, you know, subclan, and you got a Soul Blast for it. Like, they make you work for counter
charges. Yeah, but it's standard, right? There's, like, very little counter charge as it is.
Yeah.
And, like, just giving it for a cheap cost of Soul Blast 1, even in archetype, is quite rare, even compared to other clans or other decks.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surprising that, like, that's lined up with Soul Blast 2 +5K at triple R.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're getting at. I think, well, like, all these encounter cards, they got to make them, like, you know. an order you can play from Seoul, right?
They haven't even done that.
So, yeah. Look, I'm just saying I'm a fan, and I'm probably going to build it in standard.
You know what? So. Fair enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's going to have the Youthberg thing where it's $1 billion.
Probably.
Kill me. I'm probably just going to have to do case split on that.
I like how Youthberg's the bad Youthberg stuff got really expensive because everyone's like, oh, well, I need this for the other Youthberg stuff.
Yeah.
because it was the first thing you saw, right?
Yep.
Okay, you have access to it first. Let's, jump on it.
Yeah, and it's going to be equally as expensive again in set 7. Mm-hmm.
To me, it seems like the reason V Premium continues to be popular and why Bushi is afraid to sunset it is that for two reasons. One, it is the closest we get to old Vanguard. There's no ride deck and there's no G zone.
And no overtrigger.
Yeah.
That's the other reason. No overtrigger, which is a big freaking problem.
Man.
So I think if they are going to sunset it, they have to kill the overtrigger. Whether they do that in both formats, that's probably not going to happen. But if you're going to do it, kill it in premium, please.
Yeah. They're never going to kill it in standard. They just keep putting it into products.
Yeah. So that's probably not going to happen. But I will say that that is the reason that my locals keeps voting for V as the format of choice for that week. Because every week there's a vote in the group chat. And 9 times out of 10, it's V. The only time D ever wins is when a new product comes out and people want to test their shit. That's it.
So in your case, you might be kind of on the anti-sunsetting V just because, it's what your locals mostly enjoys. Or you have a caveat that if V no longer gets supported, that premium needs to be fixed up as kind of an alternate, a real alternate format.
Yeah, me voting with V premium is a pragmatic decision. Because
it's just everyone else is doing it, I'll do it.
Yeah. I would rather have that than D. I find it a little more interesting. Mm-hmm. Another thing that would suck about killing V is there are some decks that would just Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. would just disappear into the wind. The thing that pops into my head when I think of that is Gaia in Tachikaze. There's no way to make that work in premium.
Yeah, because it needs to be your Vanguard. But in premium, you just play Spino. And Spino reverse just does the job better because you get something immediately.
Yeah. So I think in terms of what the hell? Oh, sorry.
I'm just here to distract you today.
Nope. Something else. Just here for people listening. I recently proposed to my girlfriend. I'm engaged.
Whoa.
So everybody who's listening, say congratulations, Katie, wherever you are. So
soon Atlas will be a wife guy.
Yeah, I'll get to say my wife. But yeah, that's also going to, just in general, that's probably going to affect release schedules and stuff.
Sure.
Wedding.
Yeah, whenever that happens,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Are we invited?
Duh. Come on.
No shot. He hates us.
What?
They're asking if they're invited.
Yeah, do you want prime rib or salmon?
Did you hear her?
I did, but I couldn't really interpret it.
Prime rib or salmon?
I'll say prime rib for that.
Prime rib, Rupier says.
It's so bomb there.
Oh my god. All right. We're getting hilariously off track.
It's an exciting announcement, though.
Yeah.
Yes. And I just feel bad because immediately after I got the dumb black eye in the star, I ruined the glow of the moment. So,
yeah. Real stupid smart brain. Yeah.
Fucking brained myself on the dresser. Awesome. Ooh, you got the.
I'm glad you're okay.
Darkstrain.
Oh, Darkstrain.
Yeah.
Is Darkstrain at 1?
I think so.
Oh, that's upsetting.
So does it follows ban lists?
I think it does.
Damn.
They better update in real time. That would
another suck painkiller. Oh, Ark. Yeah.
It seems like painkiller is harder to get in real life than here.
I
have like four of them.
Really?
I might have more.
Like, I have like five of them at least.
Yeah, I might have five or six.
Bubble mine.
Again, the wrong over trigger.
Yeah, rip. I need another damage guild if I'm going to do stuff.
The Dark Stakes over trigger.
The guy who's running that shop is so creepy. He's got no eyes.
Can you please just say Dark States over trigger instead of glow?
Yeah. I always feel bad when someone like says the actual name of the over trigger, and I'm just like, dude, I can't.
I could not tell you which one that is. Yeah.
They're like, I'm literally like just going into the deck to look at that. But
what is the Stokeo over trigger name? Do you know off the top of your head?
Nope. Source Dragon Deity of Blessings, Bless Favor.
Nobody would have known that without literally looking
at it. Yeah, exactly. And someone's like, something, Bless Favor. I'm like, what the hell are you talking
about? How many times have you actually read the over trigger's name?
Never.
I think the Dragon Empire one is probably the one I've seen the most.
Yeah, like, because it's named Drag Veda, and that's like the easiest one to remember.
Somehow.
Dragon Empire, Drag Veda, mnemonic devices.
It's the easiest one.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you its epithet or whatever.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what the path would be for Bushra to really do it with that. Like, they're gonna get egg on their face no matter what they do.
I think banning OT and premium is, regardless of their direction, I think something that I think everyone kind of really wants.
Yes. That is definitely something that should happen.
Premium is just kind of like this format that like shit happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, well, over trigger on damage. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Nice game. Next one. Especially playing spikes, you like really hurts, right? Because like my deck's pretty all in, mm-hmm. and like they get over trigger on damage, and you know you could say, oh well, you just shouldn't play that deck, and you're like, you're right, 100%. And that's like the issue, right?
That's not how it should be. And then also for like, what was it? Vision ran a tournament where the whole point was no over trigger.
Yep.
It was premium, no over trigger, and Fuzzy Paradox retweeted the top eight. Like, people were talking about it. I think
and put Sky here. What the fuck?
Wait, what?
It censors Sky.
You know why?
Why?
This is gonna be the dumbest reason, but I think I know. It's a rearrangement of KYS.
Oh my god. Okay, if I wow, it really does not like all of these.
Oh my god, this centric is so funny. This is absolutely wonderful.
I kind of want to see what else you can do. Bougie, please. Okay, that works, yeah.
Yeah, that one's okay. Oh, that's so funny.
No lose intended, man. I'm surprised like more decks aren't just called that.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
I can't believe it. That was very quick figuring that out.
I like how some of the card names and would be censored as the deck.
You're right.
It's great.
Does it actually do that or like?
No, of course not.
It's censoring part of words.
Right, yeah. I think there was also a thing like Bhav Sagra. Like somebody just put out the word Bhav Sagra, and then it was on the subreddit today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know exactly what it censored. I bet.
Yeah. What was it?
I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
All I would say is look at the word and it'll come out to you.
Okay. So. Oh. Yep. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I do think if they hit the over-trigger at premium, and then, like, I don't know how much needs to be, like, really fixed in premium. I think you just kind of let the format hang around for a bit and see how it shakes up.
Yeah.
But I think the over-trigger is just an incredibly, incredibly frustrating piece of cardboard.
It's something that has changed the outcome of top eights on, like, a near immeasurable scale that there's no way to, like, figure out what it's touched.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, asterisk. Like, I won because of the OT or whatever.
Yeah. And, it's definitely, you know, very frustrating.
It is what it is. But, like, I think the kind of the appeal of V is that there's just none of that, right?
Yeah.
But the downside to V is that you have to deal with all these gifts.
And yes.
The power level of decks that are very good in V is actually, like, quite above the decks that are, like, not as good. So in V, all the decks are, well, like, some decks are quite obviously better than others, but not too many decks are, like, you know, trigger luck variants out of another deck. Over trigger aside, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in V, that's not the case. Some decks are quite way stronger than a lot of other decks.
Yes.
So,
like, to the point that triggers almost can't help you unless you're just critting your opponent every turn.
Right. You have to be, like, extraordinarily lucky. So, I think that's the only downside to V, or like, that's, like, the big downside to V is that, like, it becomes very stale quickly, and set releases are kind of infrequent, and yes. also have a lot of not great cards in them. So, the set releases don't change up as much, or just create, like, one deck that's just better than everyone else.
Yeah. it's also noted that, like, bless you. It's okay. It's also noted that, like, with these, the V clan selection stuff, almost always it's grade 3 and then a bunch of reprints that are, like, 2s and 1s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very rare.
What? Another problem with the V collections is, like, inconsistent support. So, you know, you have things like Nova Grappler in the last V set where they just have 3 different grade 3s that all do different things, and then
that's so funny.
Yeah, you have something Narukami also had 3 different grade 3s, but that one was a little more focused because it was all Eradicator support.
I think the difference too is that Narukami has a lot of good cards already.
Yeah.
Where and then, Nova Grappler is lacking.
I was trying to Jewel Knights is a good example of something that's very focused, right? Like, they made Ashley Reverse, and then they made a card to support Ashley Reverse that still work with the general, like, Jewel Knight thing.
Yeah. But that shouldn't always have to be the case if there's not, like, an existing subclan that you're trying to, you know, work with. It might be something that the clan, like, in general might need.
Yeah. But that's the thing, it's just, like, sometimes you get very, like, focused support, and then sometimes it's just 3 cards that do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do fuck all. Mm-hmm. do Censored by Deer Days all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this also is a problem with the premium collections, where they are obligated to do, alright, this one's Strides, this one's G-Guards. That might not be what the clan needs at that particular time. Like, you can tell with some clans where they just kind of, like, all right, we already got it completely right with Crystal Luster, and it's hard to overcome that. So, I don't know. A guy that gives you another force marker, fuck, I don't know. Like, it didn't necessarily have to be that. It could have just been some other grade 2. That
could have been a better G guard. They could have just given it 2 G guards.
Yeah, it probably needed that. But yeah, that's an example where, like, there's this almost this creed where they're like, we must do all G guards or all strides or all grade 3s, or like there's not this like want to expand or like an understanding of themselves. Like, in ironically in D, they're kind of good at it. Where they're like, okay, well, this Leonorn gets this grade 3 that, like, allows them to get a 4th attack. Magnolia's got a bunch of, you know, solid grade 2s, and we're going to have that, like, yeah. expands on that idea. Like, they didn't make it a grade 3 for no reason.
Well, yeah, but part of that is also just the nation system, things coming out every set means they can, like, focus a little more, and even then, there are ride lines that don't get supported every set.
Also true.
One of the criticisms I have about D is sometimes because they have to support everything at once, you have just like filler. Like, the Galactic B heroes don't need to exist, right?
I completely forgot they existed. Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes you get, or, you know, the recent prison support, they have like, oh, what was it? I have the card. This thing where it's like Soul Blast 3 and your opponent can't call with your prison ability, but when it's retired from rear or guard circle, your opponent takes two cards out of their prison and put it into their hand.
I completely forgot that existed.
Yeah, but it's like they clearly did not plan to have prison support in set 6, and they just kind of included this because... And then there's also the one that can, like, counterblast 2 and restand itself. That one's actually not bad, but your opponent also gets to, like, unprison a card.
Yeah, that is a little awkward. That'll get better with time as they, like, add more stuff and are more comfortable, like, moving up to the next level of creep.
Yeah. I mean, just...
Right.
Like, honestly, it's a little concerning how quickly they've crept the meta within the last couple sets, because, like... Tempest is very powerful, and then almost immediately afterwards, in Japan, Monster Strike creeped immediately, and then like Chrono Jet again like crept Tempest, and so now it like
it's pretty... Chrono Jet nuts.
Apparently, yeah, Chrono Jet just has like a really good matchup into into Youth Berk.
Nice.
I don't think Youth Berk was on purpose though. I think.
I mean, Tempest is a very clearly overtuned card, like. Who looked at a card? So, like, the Revoltress mechanic inherently gives you an extra attack. And then they looked at that and were like, all right, what if we just made it so that this card goes, like, plus 3 and gives your front row power?
I'm a little curious, huh?
Yeah.
Vomit.
Yeah, because it's like, draw 2, retire 1, your front row gets 5k. Like, that's that's okay to print, right?
That usually happens with, like, Shadow Paladin is usually the thing to, like...
I forgot to declare final turn.
Is that a thing you can do?
Yes. The way it worked in Vanguard EX is if you declared final turn, but you had to do it, like, at the very start, you would get, like, extra battle points or VVP for the win.
And then if you don't, you just, like...
You just don't get anything. No.
Just do it.
Yeah. You can't do it every turn though. I think you can only do it once.
Oh, okay. All right. So you get like the one shot.
Yeah.
The M&M moment.
Yep. And then your opponent gets overturned on damage, and you're like, well.
Mom's spaghetti.
Well.
So that is so weird that it zooms in on the trigger zone every time.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be able to read your cards. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, you drove trigger grade 3, huh?
Yep.
Now, if you were really confident, you would discard the over trigger.
Or just to style on them? Or
you didn't activate your flute this turn.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is probably an episode I recommend watching rather than listening to.
Absolutely. I'm just here to distract everyone today.
Look, oh God, it's so powerful. Yeah, this reminds me a lot of Vanguard EX, though. Like, it's almost identical.
Did the superior call 6 turn.
Which makes it more confusing why it's $70.
Yeah.
it definitely does not.
I would definitely not buy it right now. I would wait for it to go on sale.
Unless you have almost lots certainly of excess will. Income and then fuck it.
Excess income or... Bushiroad's like, hey man, you want to review this? And you're like, thanks guy. And
yeah.
Or I don't know, you happen to be in the Southern Hemisphere. That'd be cool. This sentence is brought to you by NordVPN.
I had to buy Digimon cards.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm considering it myself. Let's be real.
Yeah, the new set came out.
Some of our friends that you guys know are very much trying to start like a Digimon scene.
Digimon's alright.
In LA, I just have a personal rule, one TCG at a time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's two Brant Gate over triggers
in Hell the
same
yeah.
set of pulls.
We Is called there... it the best over trigger, and now it won't leave us alone.
Yeah. I mean, it is the only over trigger that's just like, okay, the game is over now, and it's like turn 2.
But you can get crafting points and like craft the cards you want eventually, right?
Yeah, it's just very slow.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I had to like craft like almost all of Bull Spike in EX.
Woof.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. But that deck was funny. Although you had Murkrow in that game, so there was like no reason for anything else. Mr. Hyuga himself.
Oh god. Abandoned deck being built.
Yeah. It costs 800 to build a triple R.
That's not bad. Oh yeah, you need Bastion Prime at some point.
Eventually, but
Bastion works just as Bastion, so it's alright.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the fucker you need.
Yes.
That might actually be more important.
It is more important.
I can only use one.
So?
What's up?
Nothing. I just, like, I don't know how, like, I wish there was a way to make our feelings more known. Because I think with Digimon slowly creeping up on us and...
I mean, Digimon has passed us already. They're not creeping up on us. We're being outsold by Flesh and Blood. We are losing to a glorified stock portfolio. Bushiroad needs to figure out
shit. Flesh and Blood did become an actual game at some point, from what I'm told.
Is it? Like, I don't know anyone who actually plays it.
Apparently it's quite popular in the UK, and so people I talk to over there say it has, like, become a real game, and people are, like, actively playing it.
Our friend Edwin from UCR plays it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I think, like, Battle Spirits is coming out soon as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why Vanguard needs to improve. Mm-hmm. And I think, or at least be like enticing to play, because it's going to be pretty easy for people who, once people get tired of the Ishizu tier limit meta and Yu-Gi-Oh, to pop over to insert game, and that game is very likely to be, could be Digimon, could be Battle Spirits, could be whatever.
Probably could be anything that's not us, most likely, which is unfortunate.
Vanguard got popular originally in 2012 due to, I can't remember what format it was. Was it around like Insector-ish?
Yeah, because that format was expensive as shit.
Yeah, so that's what caused people to come to us in the first place, and it might, you know, be our downfall a decade later.
I think Bushiroad definitely needs to like figure itself out. So one of the problems with the V Premium is just like very unapproachable for new players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the things where, like, because we're all like playing the game for a long time, we're kind of in a bubble where we already know all about V Premium. We know what to build. We have all of these cards because we've been holding on to them for years and years and years. But for new people coming into the game, there's no easy gateway into V Premium because obviously standard being the main format, there's always going to be like trial decks. People are always going to be coming up with like budget builds. So it's not too hard for new players to get into it. And we're getting like the Chrono Jet Stride let soon. And that set I think is actually going to be very good for new players because, you know, $50, you get a fully constructed deck that's pretty meta right out the gate. You know, you do need to upgrade it a little bit, but you don't have to do that right away. And then that product also functions as a pipeline into premium because you have strides. Meanwhile, there's no real gateway into V, right?
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, not anymore.
I think it might be time for us to, like...
Yeah. Bushiroad should definitely consider its direction for V because, like, I don't think it should be an official format for very much longer. I think that's just really annoying for a lot of people. Also, like, the VR reprint policy has been a disaster just because you have support for these old-ass cards coming out, but they're not reprinting them, so no one can get their hands on it. And that's ending in 2023, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, if you want more information about that, Rootbeer did a video. So
watch the video I made.
Yeah, so I'll put a link to that in the description. Leave a like and stuff. You know, all
don't
that.
Forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Tell Rootbeer what decks he should build in Deer Days.
Right?
Yeah. One thing I think would like help the like standard to premium pipeline, which unfortunately I'm not doing a series on that at the moment. Perhaps I should, but more like grade threes that can be strode over, which isn't really a thing right now, and I think won't be a thing for a while. Right. Chronojet notwithstanding.
That is something they need to do with the premium collections, is make grade threes designed to be strode on. So either having an ability on place, so you know you use it, you get the benefit, and then you can just stride on top of it without worrying. Or just like retrain the striders to be like 13k, like what they were doing with the crest.
Yeah.
I mean, they could end up just doing a crest for everything.
They could.
Which, I'm okay with actually, that. To be
I mean, free they are doing that. They're making a Messiah stride list.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Which, you know what? I'm okay with that. If, like, if we end up having V become, like, the glue between D and premium by, like, disappearing into the two. It becomes mean, like
I think
the mortar.
That is what people want V to be, is just like you can still keep printing V cards, and if people want to play V as like a unofficial format, that's fine.
A goat but, format, if you
yeah,
will.
No, V is not our goat format. Absolutely not. But you know, if people wanted to run V as an unofficial format, that's fine. They can keep printing V-styled cards, but I think like focusing on it as a main supported format is kind of questionable, because like even recently with the BCS season, a lot of people originally they had standard and premium on the same days, and everyone was like, wait, no, stop. And they had to really quickly change the schedule to be like standard and V on the same day and premium on a separate day.
Yeah, well, because standard and V have like a similar speed in terms of like how games end.
I mean, not really. It's just like standard is the most like up to date format, and people like it. And premium has always kind of been EN's format. There are a lot of old legacy players who still want to use all of their old cards, so they prefer like premium as a format.
Mm-hmm. You were saying.
So, you know, that means that a lot of people are going to be wanting to play like either standard because that's the current format, and a lot of like new players or people who are tired of all of the bullshit in the other formats, and then premium is kind of your legacy format, right?
Yeah.
And so having this weird in-between format where it's a legacy format, and you can't have all of the current standard stuff, but it's not quite the full legacy format where you have strides and everything. It's just really annoying for people.
Matt, what
cheap as shit, though?
Mm-hmm. What?
So it's, V is generally cheap as shit.
That's true.
So you can kind of just let it run, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But like, I think you should at least like give it a little care. Like, I don't really think that V should be dropped. Like, in my personal opinion, I just think, like, Bushiro just needs to, like, give some spice and, like, to a lot of things. Because, like, if they're going to let formats be so long, right, there needs to be some shenanigans occurring.
Yeah. Yeah, either that or, like, they need to support it more often. Like, we don't need as many collab sets as we've had.
Right? Mm-hmm. Why do they come out so quickly is my question. Like, they seem to
the
come out like that right now.
Me.
Yeah, they just kind of come out like right next to each other, and I'm just like, please.
Mm-hmm.
Nice dog tree.
Or like, I don't know, if there are 12 months in a year, if you want to like split the year into three, and then deal with it that way, that's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Is that what Magic does for like their set rotation? Or
they have four sets a year.
Four sets a year.
Yeah, a core set, and then one, and then like a block.
Okay.
Although, actually, I don't know if that's still how it works. That's just how it worked when I played for most of the time. They started changing that, and I'm not sure where they ended up because I haven't played Magic in years.
I see. Mm-hmm.
My interactions with Magic at this point is just cube drafting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know I keep asking you, like, questions about Magic, and, like, even the...
Look, after the fire, I don't own any cards anymore.
I know, but it's still, like, historical knowledge that comes in handy with stuff like this. So...
But Magic has pretty much always been on the four sets of your train.
Okay.
And pretty much like every 3 months, you know, you get a new set. A lot of stuff changes because the Magic kind of everything kind of feeds into each other.
Yeah.
New decks come out, new mechanics, yada yada.
Yeah.
So that the format.
They'll just make $1,000 proxy set.
Please. Hasbro stock rip.
So, I guess like now is a good time to ask you, the viewer slash listener, do you think that V should be sunsetted? If so, or if not, how would you do it? Slash, how would you keep it around? Because something's got to give.
I mean, Magic has like four formats.
Mm-hmm.
Commander, Standard,
Pioneer, Modern.
Pioneer, Modern.
Yeah,
Modern.
I think that.
And if you go
to, I think that if they wanted to support like V and Premium, they'd have to release more than one set a year. And like, if they were to fold V into Premium and get rid of V as a standalone format, then like the V collections where they're making like grade threes and rear guard should be geared more towards Premium play.
They should let D cards be played in V, except the Overtrigger. I think it'd be funny.
In which case, you're just kind of, that's just everything except for D.
I mean, that's just, yeah, that's just like everything except stride without striding.
Right. It'd be funny. But it means that the D bosses have a chance to be good because you don't need to like stride over them every turn, right?
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So then you're trading off the gift for the
Persona Ride.
Persona Ride, or mm-hmm. I guess being a grade four.
I think you would then have to redesign your D cards to be like, all right, I have something happening turn three. This is, let's go. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so something to consider. Yeah, so let us know what you think. How would you deal with the problem at hand? Comment, like below at Nexus at Night, Twitter, Instagram. I guess we'll just keep staying on Twitter until it explodes in a big fiery ball because Elon Musk is an idiot.
Thanks, Elon.
Yep.
I wish I could burn $44 billion.
Yeah. Patreon.com/Nexus at Night if you want to support us and not Elon Musk. You know, you get a whole ass bonus show every week. And if you're a $10 patron like Darren, Cole, Josh, Jeremy, or GR, you get your stuff a day early. And there's merch and playmats. That's all in the description too. And what about the rest of us?
On Twitter at Wiggums, 2 G's, 2 Z's.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
Find me at Atlas Novak, Twitter, Instagram, or follow my other podcast at Generation Dan on Twitter or Generation_Dan on Instagram. If you are in the Cleveland area next weekend, so like the weekend after Thanksgiving's over, I'm doing shows in Cleveland. Just keep an eye on my Twitter. I'm doing it with the Generation Dan guys. So
nice.
Yeah. Nice. So come see us live. I'm doing stand-up comedy. And thanks everybody. Until next time. I was Atlas.
I'm still Matt.
I'm Root Beer.
Have a good night, everyone.